I just wanna be Wow, okay, beautiful. Whew. As we begin another week, Baruch Hashem, as we're climbing the ladder to Shavuos, as we have two more weeks from Pesach, as we've been every day, each and every one of us, and the Jewish people, it's a very, very deep time. This time is very, very deep. Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos are very much connected. As Chazal talk about how the preparation for Shavuos, we just finished reading the Tochacha. The Gemara says that we finish the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah, both Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Hashanah, the one that we connect to as Rosh Hashanah, and then the Rosh Hashanah of Peiros HaIlan, which is the fruits, which is Shavuos, the fruits. The main fruits is our actions, the way we act, our Limud HaTorah, our connection to Hashem, our commitment to Hashem. That's one of the reasons we finish B'chukaisai, we finish the Klalos. The Gemara says to get ready for Tichle Shana V'Kilaseah, that we want to start off the year, a new year, the year of Shavuos, of fruits. We want to see what our future is going to be. They talk about it, it's not so much now, not talking so much about actually Shavuos, actual Shavuos, but the Tzadikim, the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about how this Rosh Hashanah is really, really, the Rosh Hashanah that we celebrate is more on the physical aspect of things. This Rosh Hashanah, it's called Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos, is for spirituality, for Torah. Eitz Chaim Ilam Achazikim Ba, Ki Hem Chayenu. The Torah is our life. The Torah teaches us and guides us. If we didn't have the Torah, if we didn't have the Holy Torah, if we didn't have the Tzadikim, if we didn't have Chazal, we would be lost. We wouldn't know what to do. We wouldn't know how to live our life. We wouldn't know how to treat our wives. We wouldn't know how to be a father. We wouldn't know how to live bein adam lechavero. We wouldn't know how to treat people. This last week's parasha, we spoke last week about leisainu. Who else knows what this is? Not to speak lashon hara, not to verbally abuse someone, not to talk about somebody, to be very sensitive to somebody. It's a very, very holy time. One of the challenges I think that we all have, and it's something that we could talk about probably every day because it's a chizik to talk about every day, is the inyan of aliyas and yiridus, darkness and light. That's why I said it's minishmayim that Elia, the last song that we sang, it's funny, not that I usually do this, but Avi says, okay, I know it. Avi knows, he sings, Ki karev, ki karev elecha adavar ma'od, is that everything is so close to us, which we're going to talk about. It's so close, so close. We think our relationship with Hashem, we think our geula, we think our salvation is far. We think the things that I need in life are outside of me. They're over there. They're over there. They're over there. They're right here. They're mamish right here. Ki karov elecha adavar ma'od. Greatness, love, beauty, connection is right here. Is right here. Mamish right here. It's not outside. A lot of times we sell ourselves. We sell ourselves to other people's ideas and other people's thoughts of who we are. When ultimately Hashem gave each and every one of us a neshama, Hashem gave each and every, our body, you have to remember, your body and your physical makeup and where you were born and what your personality is only a reflection of your soul, of your neshama. It's all a reflection of your soul, your neshama, of your nitzchias, of your eternity, of your ability to change yourself, to change the world, to make the place, to make this place, this dark place, the place of earth, to be a better place, to be part of the solution, not to be part of the problem. Each and every one of us has such a holy, holy, holy neshama. I could say his name almost every shiur. What do they call him? A.B. Aaron Burton. I could say his name. I think it was probably last week. See, you know, people don't know this. That's why I love when you see glimpses of greatness. I saw you on the basketball court. I was driving by, and I was like, wow, look at that guy on the basketball court. Look at that guy. A legend, someone who's a light to all of us. We all know that. You're a light to all of us. But the main light, Aaron, the main light that we need to shine, that we have to work on shining, is within ourselves, is to remind ourselves how beautiful we are, to remind ourselves that some days are terrible, some days stink, some days I don't feel well, sometimes I don't feel like I'm myself, some days I don't feel that I have that stride in my step, how do you say it, the pep in your step. Not everyone's like Yaakov Herman, who's always... You always have to shine. First of all, a big mazel tov to the chassan over here. Benny! Everyone is not from things being beautiful. That's not where the beauty comes from. The world outside teaches us and tries to teach us, but we won't be makabel. They say about Yavan, which is the beauty, I've said this a few times, that they say Yavan says everything beautiful is holy. Everything that was beautiful is holy. That's what they celebrated. Something that's beautiful is holy. By us, it's the opposite. Everything holy is beautiful. What does that mean? It's a very, very deep thing. We think that beauty is in the eyes of somebody else and what they're saying, and that I'm doing well, that I look beautiful, that I act. When I say beautiful, I don't mean physically beautiful. But we think when I'm having my good days, when things are going well, when I feel connected, when I feel, that's why I like that song Elia is saying, that I just want to be here. So Elia said, I said, what does that mean? I just want to be here, to be present, to say whatever it is that I'm going through is exactly the way it's supposed to be, is exactly what I'm supposed to be going through. As one of my favorite lines, it's not about moving on, it's about moving in. It's not just a cute statement. It means that when a person is able to learn to say, today I'm having a tough day, today I'm having a great day, it's all the same. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid means that it doesn't matter. Im Mishpat Ashira, Im Chesed Ashira. If things are going well, I will sing to Hashem. If things are not going well, I will sing to Hashem. Hashem made me exactly the way He's supposed to make me, exactly the way I'm supposed to be. That's why I love to be imperfectly perfect. Why do I love that line so much? To be so imperfect is so perfect, because nobody is perfect. I don't know why I just saw this. I feel like someone just came and wrote this, or Elio Anavi. I don't remember ever seeing this line. I wrote, I want to talk it out. Being perfect, I'll say trying to be perfect, I have this in my sefer over here, will cause my avoda to be imperfect. If I'm so focused on being so perfect, that will cause me to mess up. But if I'm okay being imperfect, that will cause me ultimately to be quote unquote, I don't want to use the word perfect, because then that just feeds in that perfect. It's about being messy. It is about being messy. It's about getting it's about getting ketchup on your shirt. It's about being messy. It's about messing up. It's about falling. It's about struggling. It's about saying and accepting that I have this taiva. We spoke a little bit last week. It's the same exact thing. You think great people don't struggle? Great people struggle the most. So what's the difference? How do they become great? Because they continue to struggle. They continue to struggle. The quote unquote, I don't want to say the not great person. I don't want to say anyone, the not great person. When he fails, he'll quit. I failed, so I'm out. The successful person, the person who's the winner, it doesn't matter if I fail. I'm going to keep on going. So what did I fail? So what did it didn't go well? So what did I'm having a bad day? So what did I gave into my desire? So what did I got rejected? So what did I had a yirida? So what did I didn't do this? So what? I will keep on going. I will keep on going. Nothing will stop me. And when a person realizes that that's what life is about, our avoda is not to accomplish anything. That's not our avodah. That's up to the man upstairs. That's up to Hashem. I can't control anything. What I could control, I could try and control a little bit is me. A little bit I could try and control me. The outcome of what comes of it. Did I get up or did I not get up? So I didn't get up. So I'll get up tomorrow. I did get up. So I'll get up tomorrow.
Or I'll get
doesn't
up
matter.
At 2 p.m.
Or I'll get up a little bit earlier, whatever it might be. Or I did get up, or I am here, or I'm not here. But what happens is when I have within me, when I forget that Hashem made the world darkness and light, why do we have to sleep? I could learn LP Kabbalah maybe a little bit, because there are Kabbalistic understanding of what's sleep. It always, till this day, I don't have it so clear. Maybe I'll learn more and more and I'll get a little bit more clear. What's sleep? It's the funniest thing in the world. We spend half of our life, I don't know, half of our life. You sleep 7 hours, 8 hours. When you're a teenager, you sleep longer than that. If you think about the ratio of a person's life and sleeping, it's like a weird thing. What do we need sleep for? What's the point? We go to sleep for a certain amount of time. It's like you turn it off, and then you turn it back on. What's the point? I think it's so deep. I think the point is that there are times where I'm sleeping. Sleeping doesn't just mean physically sleeping. It's part of life. There are times where I have a yirida. There are times when I fall. There are times when things are difficult for me. There are times in my relationships, and you'll see this in your whole life, all great relationships have challenges in them. All great relationships, even a relationship with yourself. Your relationship with yourself is going to have times where you don't like yourself, where you're upset at yourself. I just want to be here, as Elia's saying. I just want to be here. Because the more we learn to be here, it's brought down. We're coming up to Kabbalah Satorah. Listen to what he says. The tzaddik says, I'm quoting from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. He brings from, it says in Likutei Maran, it says, Etzem ha-hastarais, hey me-Hashem, afilu ba-hastara, shebesoicha hastara, gam sham nimtza Hashem yizbarach. What does that mean? In the darkness and the dark and the dark, Hashem is there. Listen to what he says. He says, she-etzem ha-hastarais, hey me-Hashem yizbarach, ha-maluva sham kav-yachal, ay-dei oisyas ha-toyra machayin kol davar. Somehow there's Hashem is living. Hashem is in your dark place. Hashem is with you in your dark place. You know, it's funny. Help me out over here, Avi. When you talk about people going through addictions and going through difficult times, one of the biggest things is the acceptance. Is the acceptance that this is exactly the way it's supposed to be. My relationship with the person is supposed to stink, and that's what Hashem wants. It's almost you could like dance. You guys know that story. I apologize that I'm saying the story. It was another big shining star in this yeshiva, Meir Ginsberg.
I want to share with you guys
guys, that story, for those who've heard the story before, I apologize. I know it's changed. I've been saying this story for many, many, many years. I know it evolves, but this story is basically the same story. Again, those who know the story, I apologize. I'll say it quickly. The famous story with Reb Meilech and Reb Zisha, they were brothers. They were in jail. And what happened? They didn't care. They're in jail. Their brother's in jail. They're singing, dancing. Chas v'shalom, imagine hanging out with Shlomo Rosenthal. You could be anywhere. You're fine. He's tansing. They're dancing. They're this. They're having a great time. And then what are the, right? You guys know the story. The Goyim from around says, yeah, they're learning. They're dancing. But if you put a bucket of excrement, they can't learn Torah. So they brought it into the jail, right? You guys know all the story. They brought it in. And for those who don't, listen up, incredible story. They bring it in. And Reb Meilech's great. Reb Zusha, they say, was crying. He's like, now we can't learn. So his brother says to him, so you're crying. Finally, it's quiet in the jail. All the neighbor jailers are all happy. Finally, these crazy Jews are able to be quiet so we could sleep instead of them learning. Reb Bezalel, I remember I said this story over in Magen Av probably 20-something years ago. I remember when we used to daven in Chaim Freud's house. I remember saying it over. Eitan Getzimistama, you were there. I said this over, I think, during the 9 days. You're not allowed to dance. Or you're not supposed to dance. So what happens? He says, why are you learning Torah anyway? You're learning Torah because you want to serve Hashem. Hashem wants us not to daven to Him. He wants us not to learn. He wants us not to daven. He wants me to be in this darkness. And it was quiet for a few minutes in the jail. Suddenly, Reb Zisha went so wild and so excited with the pshat, they started dancing around the bucket. Okay, whatever the end of the story was, it doesn't matter. They took it out. They didn't take it out. It doesn't matter. What's the pshat? The pshat is when you realize that which stinks is from Hashem. That what stinks is from Hashem. That thing that you want to fix, you're not going to fix it. You're not going to fix it. Hashem could maybe fix it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to accept that this is from Hashem. Hashem gave me this dark problem that I have. Hashem gave me this dark day. Hashem gave me this choshech. Hashem gave this to me. And look what he says. Ma'ra Hashem Yisbaruch Shenedaber Moshe Mitoich Hasneh. Why did God talk to Moshe Rabbeinu in a thorn bush, in a low, low, pointy, dangerous, little, tiny bush as we're getting ready for Kabbalah Satoira? The same reason Hashem gave the Torah in Har Sinai on the lowest mountain. Why? Because you know where Yiddishkeit is? You know where Judaism is? Judaism is not where you think it might be. Yiddishkeit is not where you think it is. Yiddishkeit, Judaism, Hashem, is in the low places. He's in the low places. He's in the dark places. He's in the lowest mountain. He's in a thorn bush. That's where Hashem is. To say that Hashem is, oh, I had a great day of learning. I had a great day of learning. And we love to have great days of learning. We love to have days where it's sunny outside. And it's beautiful, as I say many times. It's not the weather on the outside that counts. It's what's my, right? Imagine we had that. Imagine we had a well. Imagine you could go on your phone. You know, someone's got to make an app like that. And you could check your own inner app. Is it raining inside? How many times have we checked? I checked the weather for Shabbos. What's the weather going to be like? Well, let me ask you a question. What's the weather inside of you going to be like? Doesn't matter what the weather outside is going to be like. What's the weather inside of yourself? And let me ask you a question. Can I change the weather upstairs? Okay, a little bit. We daven Masha Baruch, Umarit Ageshem, in Eretz Yisrael. It's a little bit. It's not like in America so much. It's not like in Chutz Laaretz where there's more. It could rain any day. Here, the seasons are very, very strong seasons. It's very rare to rain. So the weather is pretty consistent. You can't really change the outside weather. As one of my favorite lines, it's not so much a line, it's the truth. When you're in someone else's business, that's when we suffer the most. When you're in God's business, you're trying to change His weather good luck on that one. When you're trying to change your parents' weather, your roommate's weather, someone else's weather, good luck on that one. But I could change my own weather. And I could realize that it might be raining and pouring, and it's dark outside. That's exactly what Hashem wants. It's exactly what Hashem wants. You know what the irony is? The irony is when I'm here, that's when everything changes. When I'm able to learn to move in, then I'm able to move on. And you know what the irony is? It's like the old thing that I've said, we'll wrap up over here. It's the old thing that I've always said when the parents will say, okay, you're telling me I got to accept my son for who he is. Now, if I accept him, now will he change?
I accept him, but when?
Now will he change? I accept him and now will he change? Same thing. Exactly. I accept it now. So now I accept my darkness. Now will it get light? The answer is that's not accepting your darkness. And it stinks and it's difficult. And it's very hard to say, I might have this problem. I might have this issue. I might have this challenge. I might have this thing. But I want to tell you something. Welcome to the club. We all have things. And the more a person accepts it, the more a person learns to accept who he is, and the more a person learns to realize that this is what life is. It's not because you're 20 years old, not because you're 21, 22, 19, 18. This is the journey of life. Up and down, dark and light, winter, spring, summer, fall. That's exactly the way life is. They say that's what a treif is. Rabbi Yeager used to say this over. I know where it's from. Now, what's a treifa? You guys know the din of a treifa, those learning the daf. We're learning chulin. What's a treifa? A treifa is an animal that can last through a whole year. Of what? Summer, spring, fall, and winter. What does that mean? Know what it means? It means he's alive. You're alive if you could make it through all the different... We're all waiting, right? Those from California. Sorry, you're from California. I mean, we love you anyway. But I'm saying California's rough. You know why California's rough? Or any country, Manchester's rough, England is rough. They're the opposite of California. Because what? I'm used to something exactly the same. I'm used to the rain. I'm used to the sunshine. That is not life. That's not life. Some days it's going to be sunny. Some days it's going to pour. Sometimes it's going to be great. Sometimes it's going to stink. And the more you learn, the more we learn, myself included, the more we learn not to fight what is. When we stop fighting what is, that's when we become more free. When a person realizes that that's exactly where the Torah is, not in spite of that, that's where the Torah is. The Torah, when I say the Torah, means that's where your geula is. Because the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole purpose of leaving Mitzrayim was where we're coming up to, is what? Is to connect myself to Hashem, to connect myself to geula. And you know what geula is? Geula is when I realize that this is exactly where I'm supposed to be, this is exactly what is supposed to be for me, not to me. Hashem should help each and every one of us. We'll do a quick halacha. Even if you would say the information in the presence of the person, you often tell your brother that he is stingy and he doesn't even mind. Nevertheless, you can't tell your friend, you know, my brother is so stingy. Although your brother might not mind when you tell him that he is stingy, he would nevertheless be hurt if you would tell it to others. In the event that you would relay the negative comment in front of the person you are speaking about, you would also be embarrassing him. Hashem will help each and every one of us. We should be zoicha, each and every one of us, as we're counting towards the holy day of Shavuos. Hashem will help each and every one of us realize that we are beautiful and we're perfectly and perfect. Light up tomorrow with today.